Sun God Sons, Over the Counter Culture. First song, once again, of the rock reworking of it, produced by Polyhedron. All my records, I always have a song like this on all my records. It was like the kickoff song, kind of like giving you a touch, an example of just my little stance of what I think. It's just kind of like a good kickoff song that's always on every record. You know what I'm saying? You flip like this Mark Volta intro. I'm just a huge Mark Volta fan. I like, you know, the beats pushing and rocking, and it's really dope. So it's just I love this song, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the song I make for every record, is like the kickoff song, you know, the introduction. So I really love it. It's All For You, produced by Sal Rock Creative Partners. Is basically probably like one of my favorite beats on the album, if not my favorite. Man, these guys, the beats are just incredible, man. I really love this beat a lot. And I remember it took me a little while to even write the song. And I remember me and Kiku sitting in the studio, man. It took me days to like try to come up with some chorus. And finally, the homegirl Reese luckily came through and laced it and just like, you know, sang some beautiful words over the melody and then just brought it out together. It was just like a good song, like some simple talk and just like that good banging song. I don't think I've ever made a song like this. It just sounds so lush, and you know, I really like it a lot. Miners in the Fire, produced by Omid, from Beneath the Surface. I've been working with Omid since 1993 or 1994. I think I've written like 150 songs, and I think Omid has produced at least 30% of those. I've done so much work with his brother. You know, he knows what I like. He knows the kind of stuff we like to do. And has Bus Driver from Afterlife, which is my crew, Afterlife. You know, just some up-tempo, some banging up-tempo. You know, let Bus Driver do his thing. You know, just some rapping stuff. And the rapping song. So he just like, got down on it. I really, you know what I'm saying? It came out real good. Gone Till Whenever. Gone Till Whenever. It's kind of like Gone Till November by Wyclef Jean. Just kind of playing up on that whole concept. It's all produced by Life Rexall. From the Shapeshifters, who I'm just a huge Life Rexall fan. His beats are fucking sick, and this one's real dope. It's just like the whole, you know, the song you write on the road, you know what I'm saying, when you're just fucking at the hotel, you know, watching fucking ESPN in fucking German, and you're just fucking, you know, missing your girlfriend or something. You're just like, yeah, I'm all over the world, but I'm coming home to you. I'm trying to get home to you and this kind of shit. So it's kind of like the whole dilemma that people have when you're on the road for long periods of time. But yeah, it's the road song. Big Beat Walkthrough, featuring Gene Gray, produced by DJ Khalil. Just once again, a huge DJ Khalil fan. And Big Beat Walkthrough kind of just means, it's like, I was talking to Gene about how I kind of have a fear of rapping over big, huge beats for some reason. I've always been on some underground shit where I'm just like, oh, that beat, you know, I'm so stupid. I'm like, yeah, that beat is too fucking banging. It's too big. And when me and Gene, we picked out this beat from a Khalil CD, and I was just like, yeah, walk me through this, you know. So it's like Big Beat Walkthrough, like Gene walking me through this, and she's like just fucking destroying the verse. It's like, I met Gene Gray, toured with her at the end of 03 with her and her whole fam, Colin, Ruddy, and Bizarro. We're fucking family, and it's just like, this shit's like fucking, just some rapping shit too. It's fucking, she's killing it. Every Day, produced by Kiku. When he gave me this beat, I remember specifically just within the first 5-10 seconds of hearing this, I was just like, I already knew, like, you know, da 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 da. I was like, love you every day. I was like, yeah, I already have this in like 10 seconds. I already saw this whole song being created, and it got created pretty fast. I made this song in the style of Digital Underground, Kiss Me, I Kiss You Back. I was just like into that song, Kiss You Back, and I just like, I've actually made this song before in a different way. I did it on the B-Boys and Occupy Mexico record. It's called Love You The Same. It's just like the same kind of style. It's kind of like that's a prototype version of this. And the song's real dope. I like it a lot. Dream Small, produced by Satch from the Knots. Just a huge Satch, just huge fan. World Ultimate's one of my favorite records of all time. And Satch have been coming by the house, working with D-Ski on some stuff. And I was just like, man, give me a beat. He gave me a beat CD with 39 beats. I remember I picked this one, and he was like, oh, I already wrote a song to this called Conceited or something. I was like, ah. Oh. And I basically wrote my song and was just like, man, I begged him, like, let me do a version of this. And he was kind enough to let me do it. So, like, I really like the song a lot. So Many More Words, produced by the homie Cynic from Street Platoon, The Drug Lab. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Psycho Realm fan, and I worked with Psycho Realm. I've known those cats for a long time, and just went over to their crew to pick out some beats, and I got this one, man. I really liked it a lot. The whole heartbreak, you know what I'm saying? Like, using the metaphor of like a dating, you know, like a graffiti artist, and like, you know, the way writers write their name on the wall, you know, just write that one word. It's like, there's so many more words, and it's like the whole metaphor of like, you know, of falling in love with you over and over again, like the way you write your name on the wall over and over again. So, some heartbreak shit. Interruptions from the I Love You, produced by Subtitle, who's my roommate. Just some, man, Subtitle's a real talented producer, man, and MC, and I just really just like some rock shit that I really like. Just, I don't know, it's another one of those kind of fantasy songs of just like, I'm so fucking desperate, you're just like, almost stalkerish, like, outside looking in, like, you know, don't you love me? I fucking lie, I love you, you know, I say, you know, just like a fucking, I'm desperate, you know, I'm just like, this is definitely a desperate stalker, fucking no self-esteem, loser shit, which I seem to be good at writing. I Didn't Mean to Touch Your Hand, the last Desperate Attempt remix by DJ Khalil. I Didn't Mean to Touch Your Hand is a song I had wrote for the B-Boys in Occupy Mexico record, and it's on there, and, basically, I like the song a lot. I wanted to make another version of it with a new beat and basically just wrapped over this incredible DJ Khalil track and just gives it a more of a movie feel, like the whole drama of the movie feel. And just, this is another song about just, you know, I remember, you know, holding hands with a girl and getting kind of dissed or feeling rejected and just going back to my house like, oh, okay, I'm not good enough for you, or like, oh, I'm, you know, I don't look good enough or whatever, you know, so it's kind of like that. Breath of a Salesman featuring Jean Grey, produced by Lafrexaw. It's kind of touching on the whole downloading thing, you know what I'm saying? With me and Jean, were just like, you know, complaining, you know, just on the whole concept of, you know, like, you work hard and break your back to record these records, and then, you know, it's on the internet getting downloaded before it comes out. It just, you know, it really is in a lot of ways theft, you know, it's like your shit's getting stolen, you know, just working so hard to make it fresh. And in a minute, you know, it's just out there and people are just, you know, getting your shit, and it's just like, fuck, it's fucking whack. Sorry, featuring Elemental and Lafrexaw, produced by J Thrill. The song was originally on Elemental. It's going to be on a future Elemental record, and I was kind of like the third person to guest on it. And when we came to time at the end of the record, we were collecting the songs and getting everything done. Elemental was like dope enough to donate the song, because that way he's on this record, and I was like, I love this fucking beat, J3 was fucking hard, and it's just, it all worked out. I just was blessed to like get the song as a gift to be on the record, and I really like it a lot. Everywhere Once, produced by Kiku. This song was originally recorded with Omid and DJ Nobody. I went over there, smoked some crazy weed, got AK-47, got real high, and wrote the song and recorded it, and it was just kind of like, we kind of were like, okay, I don't know, you know, we just like forgot about it for a second. Then when it came down time to put the record out and collect everything, we looked at it a little more, and it just kind of, he remixed it, and it was dope, but it was just kind of like a different idea from what it was. And then Kiku just saved the song, he just kind of like twisted it, put a new beat on it, and we just kind of re-recorded it, and it came out like this real straightforward rock and hip-hop song. I like it a lot. Sun Godson's At Night, featuring Kiku, produced by Lafrexaw. Just another big beat, you know what I'm saying? Rexall made this big beat, and this was supposed to be a song I did with Bus Driver, actually, but I don't think he made the session. He just didn't come to the session, and Kiku was engineering a lot of these sessions. He was just like, fuck that, I'm gonna get down and rip it, and he's fucking, you know what I'm saying, came through in the clutch and just came with some fucking ripping ass shit, and just a good old rapping song, you know what I'm saying, just banging and shit. Over the Counter Culture, produced by DJ Babu. I think this is one of the last songs recorded. I went out to Bab's house and got down and gave me this beat, and kind of just touching on the whole over the counterculture thing, and just like, you know, playfully, I'm kind of like just rapping like real sloppily over it. Just like, it's really cool. It's like the whole concept of the record, you know, the CD's underground, but the culture is over the counter. And I don't know, Bab's is scratching and the beat, it's fucking, the shit is dope, you know what I'm saying? Him, Evidence, and Rock are definitely major influences of mine. Don't. Last song on the record, produced by my roommate D-Ski from LA to the Bay. I've always been just a fan of like D-Ski, and especially D-Ski and the homie Die from the Shapeshifter did a record called Radish, which I'm a big fan of, and I'm always telling D-Ski, yeah, give me some shit, like some Ravish shit, like this fucking, this shit is banging and shit. This is an example of the kind of songs you record at my house. You know what I'm saying? It's like a throwback to the old CVE Shack days where whoever's at the house at the time, you know, just getting on the song, like just these posse songs. And it's just like, you know, it features Lord Zen from Visionaries, Joe Dub from West Coast Workforce. And it's got Life Rex all rhyming on it. It's just, and Die, you know what I'm saying? It's just like the whole heartbreak shit. And, you know what I mean? It's just an example of like what happens at the house on the daily. You know, you're at the house, you get on the song. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's some rapping shit. Anyway, that's it though. Over the Counter Culture, Sun Got Sons. It's a little overview of the record.